Good morning, Roland Martin.
Good morning, folks. Hope you had a fabulous 4th of July. All good here. All good here. Certainly enjoy it. So shout out to Brian Mitchell, former Redskins, Eagles great. I hung out at his place, and he actually sibled real cookout.
That no means hot dogs. Grown folks food, right?
Grown folks food. That means ribs, brisket, chicken, no wieners and hot dogs.
Orange sodas.
That is not, you know, got to have it, Jay. Yep. Got to have it. Onward to New Orleans for Essence Music Festival this weekend, and I'll be doing a bunch of different stuff there. And one of the folks who will also be there, she is Major General Marcia Anderson, the highest ranking African American general in the U.S. Army. She joins us this morning. General, good morning.
Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Guess we better sit up straight and shape up. All right.
Okay.
First and foremost, the U.S. Army has been a huge sponsor of Essence Music Festival. But one of the things that jumps out is that the percentage of black women, percentage of women, if you will, in the U.S. reserves and minorities as well. Some 40% of minority, 23% women.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And we also have a very high percentage of Hispanic women as well.
So what is the attraction? What is the reason for that?
Well, I think it's the opportunities that we offer, because a lot of women are very interested in the medical area. We also offer opportunities in logistics and transportation. We have a large chaplain corps as well, and I've met several women who are involved in the chaplaincy. So we offer a lot of things that people probably don't realize, because when you look at television, you probably only see one thing. And we actually have over 150 different opportunities that actually match up really well with the civilian world.
We used to always hear this phrase that you better get right or all you're going to have left is the military. And I was with about 4 or 5 years ago, a couple of brothers who were generals. And, man, they said they couldn't stand hearing that phrase, because they said a lot of people really don't understand, as you said, the opportunities that are provided that can assist someone after their career in the military is over.
Well, absolutely. And I think one example that obviously comes to most people's minds is a former general in the Army, Secretary Colin Powell. He did quite well for himself after the military. And a lot of the experiences that you gain in the military prepare you particularly well to do a great job if you decide to leave the military and go into civilian life.
Why did you decide to go in?
Well, that's kind of an interesting story. I was at college, and I think all the folks on this phone call remember when we actually had to stand in line to register for classes. Not saying anybody's old on here. I'm just saying.
No.
And I needed a science credit. And strangely enough, ROTC fell under the military science department, and it counted as a science credit. So.
And they had no line.
They had no line. Absolutely, they had no line. But, you know, it turned out to be a great decision, because I was a very shy person in college. I was one of those folks who sweated through my speech class trying to give a speech to 10 people. And it just gives you the opportunities. They nurture you. And now I absolutely love talking to people. And I got a lot of leadership opportunities that I don't think I would have gotten otherwise.
One of the things that also that jumps out for me is obviously we've had the last several years Afghanistan and Iraq. How has that affected African Americans joining the military?
We've been joining at about the same rates as we have in the previous years, even before the war. Although there was a slight uptick, I believe, but I think a lot of people felt that after 9/11, it was important to step up and say, "I want to support my country, and I very much value my freedom." So I think we were able to increase our numbers in that sense.
All right. Well, General, it is a pleasure talking with you. I will see you in New Orleans. We will all see you down there. So it's all good. Looking forward to it. But don't ask the brother for no push-ups. I mean, just.
Well, I know. I might have to ask you for some push-ups, though.
That ain't going to happen, baby. I ain't going to happen.
Only on the golf course.
That's right. That's about it. General Marcia Anderson, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Salute.
Thank you. Ain't going to happen, Silver.
Let me see a picture of it, sir. Of the general.